The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. His faithful Filipino valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs. Risking his life, the criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, The Fall Guy. The Green Hornet strikes again. The shortage of skilled workers at the West Coast Navy Yards has forced the Navy to move battle-damaged ships to the East Coast Navy Yards for repair. Skilled workers are desperately needed at the West Coast Yards to remove this crucial bottleneck in the war against the Japs. Immediately needed are electricians, machinists, instrument repairmen, sheet metal workers, coppersmiths, pipe fitters, boilermakers, ordnance men, riggers, and helpers. Appointees are guaranteed free transportation to the West Coast and adequate housing at reasonable cost upon arriving for duty. For complete details, see the civil service representative at the local post office or apply at your nearest U.S. Employment Service office. And now, the Green Hornet. City Councilman Gurney's voice rose in heated argument as he spoke for a measure being discussed before the Common Council.
Furthermore, gentlemen, it would be an injustice to the people we represent not to put through this measure. Building a speedway through to the North End would facilitate the movement of the ever-increasing traffic to that fast-growing community. Besides, it's been shown that a right-of-way for the speedway can readily be obtained without resorting to condemnation proceedings.
Mr. Chairman!
The chair recognizes Councilman Cole. Proceed, Councilman Cole.
Gentlemen, facts and figures of the Highway Planning Commission show that the need is far greater for a speedway to the east side. Their survey shows that there's already ample highway facilities to handle the north end traffic. Now, I, for one, feel that the measure introduced by Councilman Gurney should be shelved and the Common Council's attention brought to bear on the more pressing need for an east side superhighway.
Here comes Gurney now, Milroy.
It's about time.
Well, Milroy, didn't expect you to be waiting here. Why are you sitting in my car?
Get in, Gurney.
Well, I still don't understand.
Look, Gurney. The news is already out about the beating your highway measure took this afternoon.
Milroy, you can't blame me. I fought hard to put through that North End highway.
Sure. But Cole wants you one better. I understand he's even making cracks about the property for the right-of-way of being a little too easy to get.
Yes, that's true. But even if he does suspect that we're behind the realty company that has options on that property, he can't prove it.
Gurney, if that measure don't go through when they vote tomorrow, Tom and me stand to lose a lot of dough. We cut you in only because we thought you'd shove the thing through. If it weren't for Cole, it would go through, too.
Well, I've done my best. There isn't anything can be done.
Maybe there is. First, though, something will have to be done about Cole.
But what can we do? After all, Cole is just... Wait. Listen, Milroy. If you intend to harm Cole, I won't have anything...
Whatever happens, you'll keep your mouth shut, see? I hoped you'd come out before Cole did. That's why we sat in your car.
What do you mean?
Look, Milroy, ain't that Cole coming out now?
Yeah, that's him, all right. Give Tom your car key, Gurney. Hurry up.
But why should I
give Tom... give Tom your key.
Oh, all right, here it is. What are you planning to do?
You'll find out soon enough. And Tom, get ready to follow Cole when he drives off.
I'm ready. He's getting into his car there near the entrance of City Hall.
He's alone, too. That's a break for us.
Now, wait, this is my car. I won't let you...
Gurney won me up out of you, and so help me up.
I'm keeping quiet.
You'd better. There he goes, Tom. Okay, Tom, get started. Follow Cole's car.
Milroy, if I'd known that you were going this far...
There's a lot you don't know about me, Gurney. But one thing you'll find out. When I go out for anything and sink a lot of dough trying to get it, I don't let anything or anybody stand in my way.
Cole's turning into River Road, Milroy.
Good. There's much traffic along there. Follow him. Okay, there he goes. Now start closing in on him, Tom.
Right.
We're almost up to him now. He ain't giving us room to pass, so...
I'll blow your horn, then step on it and get alongside.
This is it. He's pulling over. He won't stop for you.
Get your trap shut. Now hold it steady, Tom. Here it goes. Step on it.
Pat Gillespie, paper! Councilman Curl murdered. Read all about it.
Here you are, lady.
Car wrecked on River Road.
Here you are, sir.
Pat Gillespie, paper!
Slipped again.
Hey, hi, Casey. How's tricks?
Well, I'd like to think of a good trick that'd keep you from scaring the daylights out of me when you slam doors around here.
Sure, and they just slip out of me hands, Arthur, Casey. Reading this morning?
Yes. I'll find out if he'll see you, so you might just as well sit down and...
Is that so now? If he's in, he'll see me any time. I'll go right in.
Expert, you have no right to go barging in there. It'd serve you right... And don't slam that door!
Morning, Reed.
Maybe you don't know it, but you're making a nervous wreck of my secretary.
Casey's always having the jitters about one thing or another, Reed.
Now that you're in here, what's on your mind?
Just this. I got a hunch about who might have killed Cole last evening.
Oh.
Well, I got to thinking maybe Gurney did the killing. Him and Cole were always having hot arguments in them council meetings, they say.
Don't jump at conclusions, Axford. Councilman Gurney's not the killer type.
Well, of course, I could be wrong.
Have the police any lead on the murder?
I'm not sure. I'll go along to Cobb's headquarters and see if I can...